So the schedule, Blessed Hashem, as we mentioned, that today is the regular shiur, and then next week it's going to be Monday and Tuesday. Monday and Tuesday we'll have shiur, and then I'll give you a break till December 5th, where we have the Bechina. Right? After next week is the break? Yeah. And then that week we're going to have the shiur on Wednesday and Thursday. Okay, so like this. So take a look at the second arrow on page on Sadi Zion of a base. I'm Rav Nachman, Gid B'Shishim Ben Gid Meraminyan. Right, so you have Gid Hanasha. So there's a machlokes whether Yesh B'Gidim Ben Osin Tam or Ein B'Gidim Ben Osin Tam. Gid Hanasha is next week's Parsha. So Gid Hanasha is an Isser, but the Shaila is the Tam. So if you eat the Gid Hanasha, so of course you violate an Avera. It's a Pasuk. But the question is, maybe it doesn't have Nesinas Tam. Maybe there's no Nesinas Tam. Someone just asked me a Shaila about they got shells from the beach. And they were washing out the shells with warm water, hot water, I don't know. And then there was a crab that came out of the shell. So they wanted to know whether they had to kasha the pot. So I told them to do hagolah. We'll see more about this, Shaila. Okay. Kechal b'shishim. So what's kechal? Kechal is the udder of the animal. And in the... So the animal's dead, obviously. And it has the udder, so it's like a pouch. And in that pouch is milk. There's milk. So the milk, after an animal is dead, and there's still milk inside the pouch, that milk is only milk midrabon. And even if you'll take that milk out, and you'll put it with meat, it'll only create vasa b'chalav midrabon. Because chalav shchuta is only a din drabon. So there are ways, and we'll have the whole sugya, there are ways of... cutting up the pouch and removing the milk, so then you wouldn't have any problem. You know, you cut it up and then you bang it, and it's like the Aravis, you know. But what if you put it in the kachal was put into a pot of meat? Right. So, and you didn't take out the milk. So then you have to be Meshayer B'Shishim. Right, because if you put it in, so for it to be kosher, you have to have Shishim Kineged. Connected the milk. The assumption is, however big the pouch is, that's how much milk you have there. And kuchal min haminyan. In other words, the actual pouch itself counts towards the shishim, because that's meat. We want to mevatel the milk. Beitza b'shishim. So you have, Rashi says, an egg of a non-kosher bird. So it's part of b'shishim. He made some in a minyan. Amar Rav Yitzchak b'reid Rav Masharshia. G'chal atzmo osur. G'chal atzmo osur. In other words, the kichal atzmo osur sharei habosur nosun bo tam v'ulo nosun tam b'bosur l'fi shemu atayah. So we'll have to see what that what. Was even if you have shishim, it's still the kachal itself is going to be osur. Well, let's not talk about that now because that's a longer sugya. So the main thing I want to look at now is you buy the verse says Amar Vashya. Yavina Bey Rav Kahana Ibailan, Ki Misharina Bididei Misharinin O Bamaida Nofik Minei Misharinin. But say you have a non-kosher whatever. Right? Say you have a meatball. A non-kosher meatball that falls into the... So, how do you measure shishim? So one idea is to say that you look at the volume of the meatball, and you say you need shishim connected to that volume. That's bididei. But the other possibility is to say no. I mean, look, when you cook a non-kosher meatball together with vegetables, so after you cook them for an hour, the meatball's still there, right? So not the whole meatball didn't go into the vegetables. Right? So the tam from the meatball went into the vegetables. So how much is that really? Do you need shishim connected the whole piece of meat? Or only connected the estimated tam that went out, which is obviously not as big? So how do you measure? So the verse says, "Pshita b'dibidei misharina." No, you always take the whole item, even though the whole item clearly is not really needed to be batal because the whole item didn't disintegrate into the vegetables. But he says simply, "Dibimai denofik minei minayadinim," because you're never going to know how much was nafik minei. How much of the meatball really came out into the vegetables. So, we're machmir. And we say, just assume the whole thing, even though clearly the whole thing didn't come out, because it's, like Rosh Hashanah pointed out, it's mefanecha. Right? So we're machmir to have shishim keneged, whatever falls in, to have shishim keneged. So here, we're talking about the kachal. We're talking about the pouch with the milk. And therefore, how much milk came out? Well, the amount of milk that's there is the amount of the size of the pouch. Right? Soaked in, whatever it is. So how much milk came out of the pouch? You can view it as a pouch or like a claw, a sponge, however way you want to explain it. So you have to mishaya connected the whole thing. That's the amount of milk that you have to be mishaya connected.
The size of the pouch.
Yeah. Now, what about other? In other words, this Gemara wasn't really talking about Ovi Yisur, it was talking about Kachal. But we're going to see in the Rashba now. On page 4 in the Torah Tabayis. So we don't estimate, like Rabbi David Block has wrote in his notes, that it's obviously a little bit if you're going to be estimating. But you Meshayer connected the whole thing. So keep going. First word in line is Chatichas Nevela. Umikan anu lemeidim lechol ha'isurim. She'ein misharin ba'omed kama plutoso. So as any iser, you have a non-kosher meatball that falls in the vegetables. So you're not mishayer in the whole meatball. You're not mishayer, rather, what you estimate came out from the meatball, which is much less than the meatball itself. Aval b'kulo anu misharina. Whereas Mishar connect, we need 60 times the meatball itself. Afilu be surim shel devrayim kichal. So that's what we normally assume. Miu harai v'zal kosov to la omru ela v'kichal v'chadomalo she'enu chuzel la'teru harisha. Terminu kichal atzmo osu. Aval kol davar shechozer lehechshero kikaf cholevis. Say you have a milchik spoon. Shenitchavel b'kedev shel basar. By mistake, you took a milchik spoon and you put it into the fleshik jolt. So the milchik spoon is milchik. So you have to be mishayer connected to the milchik spoon. So how much are you Mishayah? Kineged the spoon, the physical, or you say, well, how much really came out of the spoon? So he says, the Ravid Shita is, that even though the Gemara says Bididei, maybe you don't always say Bididei. Because something that's Shreif in its essence and will never be able to become mutter, so then we're mishayer b'didei. But certain things have a kachal. No, the kachal, the halacha is that once you cook the kachal, so the pouch, even if you had shishim, the pouch itself still will always be awesome. Even though once you have shishim, the pouch should be mutter also, but we'll have to learn Hilchas Kachal to understand that. But say a milchik spoon. A milchik spoon you can do hagol on. So kol dover shechozer l'achsheru b'kaf cholevah sh'nitzchav b'gdeir shal basar u'b'hefach shechozer l'achsheru b'agol u'b'basar sh'nimlach v'netzah mishum dam shechozer l'achsheru al'idei melicha ein misharein el v'mayin nafik b'meba o'mid yofa. So he says like this. The Ravid Shita is that even though the halacha is where Mishayer Bididei, we look at the whole chepetz and we say you need shishim connected the whole chepetz, not just merely an estimation connected what comes out. But if something is something that is not an intrinsic iser. Say a milchik spoon. So a milchik spoon, you could kasher and make it parv. You know, so it's not the same status as something that's be'etzem, a piece of cheese that's always going to be milk. So then, if you have a milk spoon, so you don't say, well, how much of the milk spoon, how big is the milk spoon? And you need shishim the amount of time of the milk spoon. No, you just need shishim to the amount of the estimation of how much time came out of the milk spoon, which is much less than the milk spoon itself. That's the Ravid Shita. Okay, now. Oh. Now, this is like this. Yeah. Oh, so then there's a discussion here, if you take a look, on page 14 and 15. This is the copy, page 14 and 15 is who? It's the Smak. He's one of the Balei HaTosfos. That's the top of the page. The Rebbeinu Peretz is the bottom of the page, okay? That's the big yisod. That in the Smak, there are two parts to the Smak. The Smak itself, that's Rebbeinu Yitzchak Mikurvil. That's the top of the page. And the footnotes are written by Rebbeinu Peretz, who's a Rishon on his own right. And he wrote Hagos on the Smak, and a lot of times people quote the Smak, but they really mean the Rebbeinu Peretz, because a lot of times there's more famous information in the Rebbeinu Peretz than in the Smak itself. So when they say Hagos HaSmak, that means the Rebbeinu Peretz. But sometimes when people are just writing it quickly, they just write the Smak, and they really mean the Rebbeinu Peretz, because the Rebbeinu Peretz is. But sometimes they mean the Smak itself. But if you want to be careful, you write the Hagos HaSmak, or the Hagos Rebbeinu Peretz. Then you know for sure what you're referring to. So, on page 14, it says, Basa b'chol shetokhim kach olez b'kdeira shol basa, page 14. Ol hefech b'sharina b'chol ma shenitchav b'kdeira shol basa. V'loyadi kamed in nafik minei. So, he says that whatever part of the spoon that you put in, you have to have if it's a milk spoon and you need shishim connected the spoon, then you have to put shishim. You have to have shishim meat connected the spoon, whatever went in, and then it'll be okay.
Wait a minute. If you put half the spoon in, you still have to connect the whole spoon.
So the simple shot right here is whatever went in.
Half the spoon.
Half the spoon. Aber nichtes berotet, ein omit, vafil gichtimachas. So he says, but didn't go in, you don't have to. But then, if you look in the Rebbeinu Peretz at the bottom of page 15, by the arrow, he says, if you have a metal spoon, so as we know, metal conducts heat. So if even though you didn't stick in the whole spoon, you only stick part of the spoon in the hot cholent, but the heat travels throughout the whole spoon. So and we assume that when you stuck the spoon in, say, why is the spoon milk? It's because you were stirring hot milk with it, right? You know, a lot of things that we consider milk could, you know, might not technically be milk. You know, how many of our spoons that are milk are really milk? Because you have your spoon, milk spoons, to eat your cereal and milk, which is cold. So but with machzik it is, with machzik it is as milkic. But for something to really become milkic, it has to be, say, that's the case where you have milk on the pot on the stove, and it's boiling, and then you when you take a spoon and you stir it, so that's a milking spoon. That's a real milking spoon. But half the spoons that we have today that are, we consider them to be milked, because we consider them to be milked, because we're the, you know, but, okay. So the child is like this. So he says like this, that since heat can, since metal conducts heat, that's the concept of Cham Mitzos or Cham Kulo, that even if you only stuck in a little bit of the spoon, you have to be Mishayak and Neged the whole spoon. So how much of the spoon did you really stick in? But you have to assume Ki'ilu the whole spoon was stuck in. And then you need Shishim Keneged that.
They have a Machlokas the Smak and Hagos the Smak.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what it is. Okay. Now, there is a... a concept in Halacha. Let's find it for you.
Is the svara, or based on whether you try the entire spoon, it's based on Gemara?
In other words, Gemara has a concept of Cham Ktsas or Cham Kulo. The Shaila is, do you use it here in this context also? You have to look on page 2. So that's why, you know, there's some parts of Basa B'Cholov that you have to see to understand Tarumas. Mostly, you have to understand a lot of Tarumas to understand Basa B'Cholov. There's some parts of Basa B'Cholov that you won't be able to, they have to learn to understand Tarumas. That's why we do Tarumas first. There's much of Tarumas has to be understood before you can do Basa B'Cholov. But there's a couple of things in Basa B'Cholov that you have to see in order to understand Tarumah. So there is a fundamental machlokas between the Mechaber and Ramah, or what's known as the Rabbeinu Tam and the Rabbeinu Ephraim. And the concept is called Chaticha Nasis Nevelo. So what does that mean? So let me give you the explanation of what this means. Okay, so say you have a potato, okay, and the potato is kosher, and the potato was cooked in the same pot with a non-kosher meatball, and there's no shishim in the potato connected to the meatball. The meatball is pretty big, the potato is bigger, but not shishim bigger. And they were cooked together. So now, the potato is straight. It's mimbashein amino. It's whether you go basa shma, basa taima. It's a potato. This is a meatball. This is different taste. So according to all shitas, it's mimbashein amino. And there's no shishim. So the halacha is that this potato is treif. In colloquial sense. But let's say like this. Let's say the potato really is the size of, say, 5 kazesim. That's the size of the potato. And the meatball is the size of 1 kazais. So obviously 5 to 1 is not 60 to 1. So it's not butter. So now we assume, we said bididei misharinen. So what do we assume? That there's... there's a tam of what? One fifth is straight. But now you can't eat the whole potato because you can manage the tam throughout the whole potato. Now, let's say So again, the potato is 5 kezaisim, the meatball is 1 kezais. So now we have to assume, even though maisa, the whole potato didn't go into the whole meatball didn't go into the potato, but we mishayer what? Bidi day. And bidi day means we assume now that there's a kezais of non-kosher meat of tam in the potato. Okay? So now, say you take the potato and you cook it in another pot with rice. So now you have this non-kosher potato and you cook it with rice. So for the rice to be mutter, you need shishim. But the question is what? Shishim keneged the whole potato, which is like 5 zeisim? Or shishim, well, what made the potato treif? Only that one kezayis of what? Of meat.
So only 20%.
So maybe, so do you need 60 keneged the 5 zeisim? Or do you need 60 only keneged the one kezayis? That's the big shaila. One second, let me just say, and then I'll give it. Okay, that's the shaila. On one hand, you could say the only reason why the meatball is straight is because of that kezias of meatball. So then, for the rice to become, to remain kosher, it has to protect itself that without one kezias of tam that's now in the meatball, doesn't what? Spread into the rice. So maybe you just need shishim keneged one kezayis. So if you have 60 kezaisim of rice, you're okay. But the other shita is no. That since now the whole potato became what? Treif, because it's not batel b'shishim in the original meatball with the potato. So now you're going to need shishim keneged the whole potato. So these two opinions on the discussion whether you say chaticha atzmas nasa nevela or not. If you say chaticha atzmas nasa nevela means that the original potato that was cooked with the non-kosher meatball, even though why is it treif? Only because there's a kezias of tam in it, but that kezias of tam is not batel. So it's sort of like we said about heter nishapet. So it's ki'ilu, the whole thing is what? Is now a chaticha viser. So now the whole potato has to be nisbatel. And you need shishim what? Connected the whole potato. So you need, the potatoes, how many? It's 5, say 5 kezaisim. We said, so you need 300 kezaisim of rice for the rice to remain mutter. The opinion that says we don't say chaticha nasas nevela says that what? All you need is shishim keneged what? The tam of the meatball that's now in the potato. So that's one kezais. So you all you need is 60 kezaisim of rice. So that's the machlokas, whether we say chaticha nasas nevela or not. Because we view the original thing now as ki'ilu, the whole thing is a shtick trait, which seemed to be very similar to what, if you remember that Rabbeinu Tam that we learned, the Hetin Eshapech, seemed to be very similar. We'll see in a future shiur whether it's related or not related. But it seems, at a superficial glance, it seems to be related. Now, one second, let me just finish one thing and then I'll take your question. But you see, now, let me tell you like this. Everyone agrees. What I'm telling you today is like a fundamental yisodus of yours. Like, this year is like fundamental, what we're saying now. This is like the foundation. If you miss this year, then you won't be able to understand the rest of your day. So if a person's not here today, this is not like a side point. This is like the Oder Yontif is good, but if you missed it, so you'll still be okay. But this is like literally the meat and potatoes of your day. Now, it goes like this. When it comes to basar b'cholof, say you have meat, a piece of meat, some milk got on, hot milk, hot meat, hot milk, whatever, and you don't have shishim in the meat connected to the milk. So you say, let's say a similar thing. The piece of meat was 5 kazaisim big, and the milk was the size of like 1 kazais. So it wasn't butter. So now this piece of meat is treif, because there's only 5 to 1. 5 to 1 is not 60 to 1. So it's no good. So now this piece of meat fell in rice, this piece of meat that's basar b'cholof. So now, when it comes to basar b'cholof, kulei alma, everyone agrees that chaticha atzmo nasas nevela, and therefore you're going to need what? Shishim keneged the whole piece. You need shishim keneged the whole piece.
Shishim
of the rice, keneged the whole piece. In other words, if the whole piece is 5 kazaisim, you're going to need shishim, you're going to need 300 in the rice. Even though we said by other things, by the potato with the non-kosher thing, that's a machloikus. And that, but when it comes to basar b'cholof, everyone agrees, chaticha atzma nasez nevel. Why is that? Because basar b'cholof, the way it's explained is because basar b'cholof, basar is mutter, and cholof is mutter. So what makes the isser is the union between these two things. So that makes the isser, now everything is usser. Now everything is us. But by a potato with a treif meatball, the potato is kosher. The treif meatball is treif. So there it's a question whether you can say maybe I only need to mevatel the tam of the treif meatball that went into the potato because that's the thing that's treif. But when it comes to basar b'cholov, everything is kosher. So now that you had this non-kosher union, everything becomes treif. That's chaticha asma is nasa nevela. So by basar b'cholov, everyone agrees chaticha asma is nasa nevela. The only question is by shari surim. That's the case of like the potato with the treif meat. Do we say chaticha asma is nasa nevela? So Rabbeinu Tam's opinion is that we extend the din of chaticha asma is nasa nevela not only to basar b'cholov, but even to the shar isurim, and therefore you need shishim keneged the whole potato. Whereas Rabbeinu Ephraim is of the opinion that you only need shishim keneged the dover isur, which is the kazayis tam that went from the meatball into the potato. One second. And this, let me show you inside the Shulchan Aruch, because this is a machlokas mechaber Ramo had a paskin in Tzari Beis, in Hilchas Basar B'cholof, but you have to understand this principle that we're articulating now to understand a lot of halachas in Tarubas. So look at page 2. So the Mechaber Shita is so he has the case, you see it's a little complicated. The example the Mechaber gives is whether it's basar b'cholof, that's basar b'cholof, or is it what? Basar b'chelev. Kosher meat and chelev. Chelev is some tray fat. So chelev is shari surim. That's like the example I gave you with the meatball and the tray, with the potato and the tray of meatball. But it can be confusing, because the whole point is to be mechalic between cholov and chelov. So if you would use examples, I wouldn't have used those two examples, because those two examples are, so he does you a favor, or at least the printer does you a favor, and he makes the nekudos for the chelov, so you wouldn't confuse it with the cholov. Okay, so whenever it's chelov, they write the nekudos. It's important. Like my son was looking at, my 7-year-old son was looking at the sefer. He says, how come there's no kudos? You know, kudos is very important. So he says, lo amru, chaticha asma nasas nevela, look on Sivdal on page 2, ela b'basar b'cholov, avolo b'shari surim. So the example I gave you with Shari Sur was the potato and the non-kosher meatball. The Mechaber gives Kizayis Chalev, not Chalev, but Chalev, Shenivra B'chaticha, Chalev that was cooked with a piece of meat. Ve'eim Rashishim Levatlo. And you don't have shishim in the piece of meat to the vato of the chalev. And then that piece of meat fell in the rice. So he gives you a case that just fell in other pieces of meat. I gave you a case of rice. Ain't sarach el shishim kidei kizayis chalev. You only have to mevato the chalev. Because you don't say chaticha nasas nevela. Bishari sur. Vazafilu chaticha atzma chozeres lios muter. Okay, that's a separate thing. V'yesh omrim b'chol eisurim chaticha nasas nevela. And that's the opinion of Rabbi Tam. Okay, the minig pashut ve'ein l'shanos. Yes.
This one question on the case that the Shulchan brings. Isn't that a case of Mimimina, and therefore it's only Shishim Derabanan, maybe it's not so pashut that we could apply to the case of Mimimishenom, you know? Maybe he's saying, lo amu chatika,
I mean, Lemaisa, the chayil of Shabbos is. The chayil of is mim shein amino with the meat. He's saying the meat is with the meat, but still, awful peking. Yes, sir. How do you measure the time? If like a meatball and a potato, how do you measure what amount of time is spent? Because that was the Gemara's question. B'didei, or b'mayde nafik mine. So the Gemara says, the Gemara has a question. How should we do it? So the Gemara says, you're right. You're not going to be able to know how much time really transfers. So therefore, mishar b'didei. Assume that the whole meatball is now in the potato. Now, obviously, like Rav Shechter once mentioned, obviously it's not the case because the meatball's here, so it can't be the whole thing is in the potato. But since we don't know, like you just said, what you said was the Gemara, what the Gemara said. But since we don't know, we're machmir, and the most chomer dicker possibility is that all the time of the meatball is in the right. So if you have a kazayis meatball and five kazayis in potato, you assume that the whole kazayis went in the meatball.
So, if the meatball is halfway, if only half the meatball is in the potato, so if everyone agreed that the Amishara gets the whole meatball?
If only half the meatball...
This is the potato, so you have only the...
Only if half the meatball what?
Is in only half the meatball is in the potato.
Half the meatball was cooked with a potato?
No, wait a minute. Only half the potato, only half the kosher potato is sitting in the awesome meat.
So you have a pot.
Yeah, right.
You have potato and a meatball.
Right.
And they cook together. All,
but the potato, not the entire potato is not in contact with the meatball, only...
No, but if it's cooked together in the same pot, I mean, it's all together.
Well, we can assume that
I mean, this, we'll have a discussion. What if you have liquid and then part of it is above the liquid?
Right.
But that's complicated.
So we can
for
assume
no reason.
For now that the entire that potato is also...
The whole potato is in the pot, in the liquid, and the whole meatball is there.
Right.
Now, when part of it is sticking out, that's a whole different sugya. We're not talking about that yet. And you should know. Oh, thank you for telling me. And the way it's referred to in the poskim, chatika nasas nevela, is chanan. They don't always just say chatika nasas nevela. It's a little cumbersome to have to say it all the time. So this is chanan, and that's Rosh Hashanah, chatika nasas nevela.
So is the dinner of chanan specifically when you're combining two terms to make Yisurim, or is it specifically in Bakar Chalav, meaning if I have a piece of Bakar Chalav and I add more milk, is that Hanan for Shachnara, or also on the opposite end, is there a Hanan by Orla? Not Orla, I meant by Karen.
In other words, Hanan is whenever it's whatever the sheer ritual is. If it's not the Shari Surah, it's only by Basim Chalas, so then you only have to Vatil the Tam Isra that went into the Heter, and now it's transferred to another pot.
Right,
but
Zeraisa, everyone agrees, only by
Basim Chalas,
right?
Well, the Din of Hanan is only by Basim Chalas. The question is, do it also apply to Shari Sur? That's Machlokas, Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu Ephraim, Machaber Ramah.
So,
now, whether this is the whole Din of Hanan is a Din D'Oraisa, Din D'Rabbanan, I have not yet discussed. Because that's another complication. I don't want to bring in all the complications at once.
Okay, so I'll
think my question.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's too far to say, but could we go as far to say is technically you would need Shishim really to six and not to five, even though technically, physically, there's only five kazesim of potato. The fact of the matter is, in a way, you have six kazesim of tam, because you're not losing it, you're adding the tam of the potato, which is five kazesim, plus the tam from the meat, even though physically there's only five there.
You mean, did you say that expands? 5 plus 1 is 6.
Because
you just don't connect the whole Chaticha. Chaticha is not such a thing, so whatever the Chaticha is.
The transfer of taste, we're not talking about when it's in a sauce, right? The transfer of taste from the meatball to the potatoes are all mixed in. Mm-hmm. Want to say that the Zeya from the... How do we say that
the tam of the meatball gets absorbed in the potato, which is cooked in a pot with a potato and a meatball.
So it's like the zeya from the...
Yeah, you, how do you cook? You fill up with water, put a potato in,
there is no liquid.
And a meatball, put it on the fire. Mm-hmm. You cook. Expert chef here, but...
The fact that the potato never physically touched the meatball is irrelevant.
Right, the gear. No, you don't need the gear.
Because they're in the same pot of water.
Right.
Okay.
Do you consider yavesh falach, or do you consider the water erode
there? When two things are cooked together, that's called lach falach. Even two solids that are cooked together. Slakulach means things get intermingled.
Right.
When you cook, time gets intermingled.
What about if they're roasted without water?
Roasted?
It's also considered automatically as if they weren't a giyah?
Roasted also,
You put it on a spit or something like that.
Okay, so you have to insert your milsa, like that.
Once there's a mixture of
you treat that itself as pure. In other words, say you have a piece of meat that's five kazaisim big, and you cook it with milk, kazaisim milk, right? So what's treif here? What made the treif? The milk that went in made the treif, right? So now when I now take this milk and this piece of meat and cook it with rice, I need shishim for the rice to be, if it's cooked together, for the rice to be mutter, you need shishim in the rice, right? Connected what? Connected the milk or connected the whole chaticha? So chaticha Nasa Saveil says that once milk comes into a piece of meat and there's not shishim in the piece of meat connected to milk, the whole piece of meat is osur. So therefore, if you want the rice to be mutter, you need shishim keneged the whole katicha. By shari surim, with my case with the potato and the meatball, that's a machlokas. One opinion, the opinion of Ravina Ephraim is no, you just need shishim keneged the tam, which is only kazayis of the. And Ravina Tam says no, you need shishim keneged the whole meatball.
Okay.
See, meatball's different because a meatball, the potato is a mutter thing. So the only thing that makes it usser is the tam of the meatball. So maybe as long as I'm able to make sure that tam of meatball doesn't come into the rice, I mean, I'm good. That's what Rabbeinu Ephraim says. Rabbeinu Tam says, no, you still have to mevatel the whole thing. But when it comes to what? Basar b'chalav, we're talking about two mutter things. So the milk is always mutter, the meat is always mutter. But when they come together, that creates an issue. So that issue is on everything. Because the only reason that it's usher is because of the union. So now, when you have the union of the milk and the meat, every molecule of meat is usher, every molecule of milk is usher, and you have to, and if it falls into another piece, another pot of rice, you can eat shishim not only connected the kazayis of milk, you need shishim connected the whole katicha. Because by basar b'chalav, everyone holds katicha nasas the veil. By shari surim, it's a machlokes.
Sfaradim,
machamer. No, why Ramah? Why Sfaradim has to be machamer for the Ramah? Maran, no. Stick with the Maran, you'll be good. I was just commenting to Rabbi Moshe Shapiro that in Hilchas Chanukah, I think Chanukah, like in the Mechaber's world, is much easier than the Ramah's world. You know, Mechaber Shita is one menorah for the whole family. And the Ramah started this thing with everyone's lighting, which is so difficult to understand. No, it's not. No. The Gemara never says it explicitly that everyone lights. There's no Rambam, there's no Gemara.
Well, the Rambam talks about the Mahajan, the Mahajan, the Mahajan.
He says the Balabayas lights for everybody.
Okay.
Never says that. Okay. Never says that. No one ever said it. So this idea that everyone started lighting complicates life a lot. Mechaber, everything is good. And then Rabbi Moshe Shapiro said he feels in Yoredeya also that Mechaber, things are much more, So that's why Hilchas Chanukah, all the shilas you have in Hilchas Chanukah, all because of the Ramah. If you would be a Mechaber person, you know, and I'm, if it were up to me in my household, we would just follow the Mechaber. We'd have one menorah for the whole household, and that's it. But the kids don't go for that. So, therefore, you know.
Don't say that in New Square.
What?
They sell all of the news. They like their Ramah Shita.
So that's the story. Okay?
They would have to have Pepper Kabon, not the Yom with the Havok or the Balabais.
No, so that's also Pasha Pshat, Hepech Kavana has no bearing in Hilchas Chanukah. That's a Pasha Pshat. Because they point out, it's like, I can't have Kavana that this table is not here. It's here. Have a Kavana that the table is not here. I can have a Kavana in the metaphysical world. But the candles are lit. Oh, have Kavana. They're lit. And you're a part of the household. Your parents have been paying your tuition and your whatever. So you're part of the. So I don't have kavanah. I don't have kavanah. Well, you don't have kavanah the check you got for the past 20 years. You no kavanah for that. You got it. You're part. It's a metzias. So that's why Hilchas Chanukah becomes so complicated, because all these new ideas come in. Okay, so now we understand what Hanan is. Okay, so no way we're finishing this packet today. But I didn't want to rush through this what I told you now, because this is like, if you don't get this today, then you're gonna learn your day without having a clear understanding of this. So let me just prep you on what's going to come for the next. So we'll have this packet again for the next, but it's like this. What about Hanan v'Balua? What does that mean? Say, for example, you have a fork, or you have a spoon. Okay? The spoon, a metal spoon, that's the size of four kazaisims. And you put the metal spoon into the cholent. And you stir it, so the whole spoon now is saturated with the tam of meat. Okay? And then you took the spoon and you stirred milk with the spoon. Say, a kazayis of milk, say. So now you have four kazayisim of meat in your spoon, one kazayis of milk in your spoon, and now you want to stir vegetables with that same spoon. So we said, basar b'chalav, everyone agrees, you say, hanan, you have to mevatel the whole thing. But the question is, that basar b'chalav we're talking about is a piece of meat. Be'en, you can see it. What about if the whole basar is just tam? And the whole chalav is just tam? Do we say, according to the concept of saying hanan, but basar b'chalav, or according to the Abayna Tam that you say it by Shari Surim, is not only if you have a meatball, a potato in front of you, but in the realm of Tam, do we say Kanan by Balua? Balua means if the whole thing is just the Tam inside. And that's going to be a whole discussion here in this packet. And then we have to go back to my denofik minay. So, and we have to see how. But today, I gave you the fundamentals of the shoshan b'didei, my denofik minay, we paskin b'didei. Then the question of Hanan, by basar b'chol, b'shari surim. So, basar b'chol for sure is Hanan. By shari surim is a machlokas rabbein atam rabbein ephraim, machlokas machaber ramah. And then I'm prepping you now that there's going to be another machlokas about Balua, Bechanan, and other things. So I think it's wise for me to stop here now at this point and make sure. In other words, make sure what we said today, you have core in your, you know, and then we can build on that. But if I would rush what we said now so you could understand the next part, you're likely not to understand anything. So at least you understand what we said today. It will take another shiur to build on this. So Be'ez Hashem, on Monday, Be'ez Hashem, we'll have shiur Monday, Tuesday, and then I'll give you the Chazarev time, and then December 5th, you'll have sign-up sheet with Rabbi Tachman, you'll come over to him, he'll give a sign-up sheet for December, what is that, Tuesday, December 5th, and you'll sign up with your Chavrusa, oral b'chin of your Chavrusa, and again, the whole point of the b'china is not to try to, it's just to give you an orchestrated, organized way of doing chazara. Because if you don't, then it just becomes too big, and then you're not gonna, and then you'll feel you understand it. But go slow. That's the main way. Rav Avadi Yosef, but he used to come to YU. He would always quote the pasuk, "Ani amarti b'chovzi kol ha'odam chozev." That if you do too much b'chovzi, b'chipozom, you go too quickly with things, they call adam kozer. Kozer means sheker. And then you're not going to understand it properly. Your understanding it is going to be erroneous. Call adam kozer. He liked to say that. So I wrote an article once about the visits of Rav Avadi Yosef to YU. I wrote an article. I printed it. So this is one of the things he liked to say. Yeah, the times on Tuesday, it'll be probably starting 9:30 till 11:30, and if we can't get everyone in, we'll find another time. But that'll be the 10-15 minute slots from 9:30 to 11:30, and there's a show. But you have time still. But okay, so those that are going out of town, enjoy your trips to wherever you're going, and if you hopefully have time to do some learning, Chazara, between the, you know, I got a shiloh yesterday about, you know, we learned last year in Hilchas Nida that there's a minhag, if someone's going to the mikveh, they don't have meat or body for a chicken that day. So someone was asking that they have Thanksgiving dinner and they left feelers that night. So I said, so you shouldn't have the meat or the chicken or the turkey. If you hold, you can have it. Otherwise, but this is another reason not to have it. Okay.